This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Crown on me. Can't sing, but I wrote you a song that's grown on me. And my treasures are grown on me. Weird responsibilities grown on me. And when I wear a suit and tie, it looks grown on me. I ain't changed, I'm just a new old me. Or did you know me? Grown on me.
Music so gorgeous, got you feeling flawless. 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 Music so gorgeous, got you feeling flawless.
I grew up on Eternal, I'm trying to be the same. Ever seen a flame in the rain? Nah, then you've never seen Jermaine in his white gold chain. Back in the day, just give me space. Yeah, I might have took a galaxy. I never had a pound, couldn't afford a food, so I had to run around. What the fuck's an allergy? All my niggas nuts. We weren't allowed in the youth club before we hit the clubs. They said enough was enough, so we had to give them more. When you see sides, I just wanna know you're sure. Are you sure? Or do you sympathize? You grew up on Kinder Surprise. I had licks and rice and had to drink my pride. One on one since 6 or 5. Lost my marbles looking down the drain trying to find them. I couldn't find them.
Look a little closer to home, you might find them.
I might find them. Fuck that, I got my skateboard, I got my rucksack, I got my 8 balls, I got 2 sticks and I ain't playing pool. I know who's who, I'm from the same school and this hard knocks where it makes you or it breaks you. I didn't snap in half, I just snapped in class. It's a miracle I didn't catch that charge, ain't got time to waste. Nighttime, that's like my time of day. When you're free, 2 shades of grey in this concrete jungle, you gotta pave a way. Just don't let them take it, Jane.
Can't take it, baby.
I start playing Jason when they get adjacent. You know how that movie goes, click, clack, bang, bang. On my phone's 2-pack, took me that. Biggie Smalls took me swag, got my Versace shirt, put my car in reverse. I was hypnotized with Medusa on my lenses. Now I'm Medusa to my exes. Don't look at me, don't look at me. Unless you got the whole booking fee. I used to have a hole in my jeans.
Holes in my
teeth.
Holes in my teeth.
Now I buy outfits for the whole of my team. You couldn't shop on the block I live. Moving Bobby Brown, that was just my prerogative. Just my prerogative. Driving cars with no indicators. I took a right turn with no indication. The only stimulation was impedipidation. How many of my niggas are we seeing in the station? I'm getting fed up. Remember they put the cuffs on me. Felt like I couldn't even stand up or breathe. Brother Mark never made it to custody. I see his kids now and again. I get them every cent that I got up in my pocket. But it isn't enough, cause when he saw me at the lights, he said give me your number. Got the same school shirt, now I'm wearing this jumper. Saying R.I.P. Just know you R.I.P. me. Every verse from your coffin, I'm not stopping. See Kamani often, see Shania often. See the pressures we had, trying to take it off them. Turn the hangman rope into straight white gold. Carry rolls from the dungeon, zeros to the hundreds. And they can write books on us where we come from. That's why we're heroes in our junction.
Grown on me. Can't sing but I wrote you a song that's grown on me. My treasures are grown on me. I wear the responsibilities grown on me. And when I wear a suit and tie, it looks grown on me. I ain't changed, I'm just a new old me. Or did you know me? Grown on me.
Music so gorgeous, got you feeling flawless. 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 Music so gorgeous, got you feeling flawless.
To do. We do this because for generations they've been killing black people all over the country. Poor and working class people all over the country and always get away from it.
I heard this all been love, Cupid, drop back your bow. We
that's all we believe. Two tears falling like the innocent. Spirits in the wind. What's respected, they expect silence. Sirens when we disrespect. Sirens when we disrespect. What's respected, they expect silence. We hear sirens when we disrespect. Yeah.
I just lost my mind. I just lost my mind. Is it me or am I scared of the cops outside? There's cops outside. There's an iron team, but I'm on my side, I guess. Roses are red violets for the violence. Yeah.
What's respect if they expect silence? We hear sirens when we disrespect.
You're on FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Yo.
That was Open Conversation and Mark Duggan by Wretch 32. That's off the new album that's doing very well at the moment.
Yeah, mate.
Big up Wretch 32, actually.
Big up. He knew that we wanted a long song to open.
Yeah, this is there's going to be a running theme throughout this show, and it's definitely long song day.
Long tune day.
Because I'm long, and I'm song, and I'm bound to get the friction on. So, ladies, if you want to ride my bike, turn around, stick it out.
It's like it was too nice a day to not play long songs and have like nice little like 5 minute breaks in the sunshine.
It's that type of day. We're going to be sunbathing a lot. If you hear a long song, which you will, we're playing a song, it'll be over 5 minutes
at least. Yeah,
and you know that we're just going to be getting tanned,
getting our tan on,
get me, skinny dipping and all sorts, playing volleyball, beach sports and long songs day.
Yeah,
we've even got a Beach Boys song coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, I've picked a Beach Boys song. It's did you like my selection today, Nat?
I did, yes.
Me and Nat had a little kerfuffle this morning.
Well, I told you I wasn't going to play him. I'm so annoyed at you.
I'm going to read out mine and Nat's phone conversation.
Look up Pagan in the dictionary. It's Harley's face.
We all know. We should introduce Flynn as well.
We should do.
Yeah, guys.
Flynn's joined us in the office today.
So Flynn Horn, our good friend.
And he's going to be helping us with, let me just add this, he's going to be helping us with legal advice.
Legal advice.
Because Flynn is a very esteemed, he's been accepted to the bar. Yeah. We had a drink earlier on together. Yeah. And they did didn't ID him, so he's definitely been accepted to the bar, and he's going to be able to help you with your legal queries. So send them in, email us inc@fubarradio.com
or tweet to us at FUBAR Radio. You know how to spell FUBAR.
You know how to spell FUBAR by now.
By now.
You get me?
Well, I was going to say, so everyone knows Natalie's a bit gullible. I say bit, she's very gullible.
Natalie's the epitome of gullibility.
Yeah. And
I was trying to get better, and it's all gone wrong today.
someone made you believe you were better, didn't they?
Yeah.
There you go. Testament to your gullibility.
And so I messaged Nat.
No, I messaged you first.
Natalie messaged
my usual message on a
messages
Wednesday.
Me in the morning, not most mornings on Wednesday. Most mornings?
Yeah, every morning.
Most Wednesday mornings going, songs, please.
Oh, right, not HX location.
No, that's not every day apart from Wednesday I do that.
So she said, songs, please. I said, what do you mean? Said, do you want me to play? Do you want to play any songs on the show today? I said, I'm really confused. What songs? She goes, the songs that you pick for the show. If you don't want to, that's fine. I said, no, I get what you're saying. Just what songs do you mean?
I'm said, annoyed at this point.
She said, I don't. She says, I don't know. You haven't picked them yet, have you? I said, I have to talk to Justin about this because I'm so confused. And she said, what are you confused about? You pick songs every week. I'm confused that you're confused. I said, you've lost it, Nat. So she says, I'm getting pissed off now. So you want to have a show today that is all music, all talking and no music?
Yeah, I was vexed.
And I said, you're just so gullible.
Yeah.
How did you fall for that?
But I don't know, because I thought maybe you were thinking you were at some point you want to swap over the rules of the songs. I didn't know whether you were like, I don't know, actually. Really, that's why I sent another made up one to the group going, I need songs by 2 o'clock. Because I didn't have a meeting at 2:30. I made up that because you were annoying me. So
you made
much.
That up?
Yeah, I made it up.
I didn't believe you anyway. You get me? I was sitting there thinking, I ain't sending this shit.
I didn't even read that.
Right, okay. So. Well, I thought you were going to go to Justin. I'm going to go to Justin, actually. It's like, send me something. He'll know what you're talking about. It really wound me up, honestly. I was muttering to myself, just like, for fuck's sake, Harley. Like, what? I was like, why are you fighting with Harley? And like, because he's being annoying.
And then all of a sudden, me and Reese get the flack in the WhatsApp group because you two had this conversation privately amongst yourselves.
Uh-huh.
And then Natalie was just wades into the WhatsApp group going, I'm a gullible idiot. I'm thinking, what's happened?
Yeah.
I don't trust none of you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Bloody hell. Like, why would you tar us all with the same brush?
Yeah.
At this point, not knowing what had gone on.
Exactly. But now you said, I really didn't
very
understand.
Very funny.
Thank you. I imagine, you thought it was really funny.
It's easy to wind you up now. It's too easy to wind you up.
Yeah, I'm going
to
stop that. I'm not going to laugh at anything anymore.
No, you can laugh at things. That's making you laugh.
Okay, winding you up and making you laugh. Irritable.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be zen about
everything. Irritable, gullible, gnat.
Smoke weed every
irritable.
Day.
Irritable.
Slash Sarah Dabunda, who we love.
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
love
well,
Sarah
that's nice. That means you like Sarah Dabunda, but not Nat. So that's lovely. Thanks, Harley. God's sake, Harley.
See, easy to wind you up. Yeah, okay. I didn't even mean to that time. Just wind
well, anyway.
You up.
None
can just
of your
do it
songs are
trying.
On the list.
You're just very. You're very paranoid.
Oh,
as well.
Okay, thanks. That's great.
Your texts are quite hard to understand sometimes.
Huh? Yeah, thank you.
When you texted me last night asking if I wanted to come on the show, I was like, yeah, sweet, cool, nice one. And you said, yeah, but like, you know, no cross-talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, now I know that means don't talk over each other.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, don't get angry. Please don't get angry.
No cross.
Don't get cross.
That would have been
like I'm some rage monster.
No.
Yeah.
We can say fuck, shit, bollocks.
We can swear.
We can swear.
Ah, cool.
We can say whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly.
No one can hold me down.
We are the law.
Because we're the law.
Yeah, we are.
None of your songs are on the list. It's all Shania Twain for you today. So
fair
enough.
I
hope you like her.
Well, do you know what? It's not even me who you're affecting. You're affecting the listeners.
Yeah, but they understand that you're just a pagan.
How do you know that the listeners aren't all Shania Twain
fans? No, they might be. But exactly. I'm saying like, oh. I don't care if you play all Shania Twain songs. I like Shania Twain.
What's your favourite?
You're my girl. You're my boy.
Some underground one, you know. Yeah. That one is single.
It was released on.
That was
on,
a mixtape
on,
track.
On B on it was a seaside on her third.
That
single.
Time she released a triangular fucking single.
Yeah.
Had three sides.
Huge.
No, Shania Twain. We could be right now somewhere in Texas.
Mm.
Could be being listened to in like a bingo hall somewhere.
I don't want to offend anybody then. I like them because Shania Twain, we love her.
Yeah, we love Shania Twain. We love Christianity.
Well, okay, yeah.
So as not to offend the Texans.
Well, I love all religions. It's just cross over
to
everything.
No, just Christianity, trust me.
Just in Texas?
Yeah.
But what if we're being listened to in Florida? What's the big one there?
Christianity.
All right.
Where's America? Christianity.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Pretty much. That's an interesting photo.
That photo is dead.
Dead?
I smiled for one and she used the one where I looked away.
You're looking at the camera.
You're side-eyeing.
But like, you're proper side-eyeing.
Amazing.
I look like I'm trying very hard to look like Tom O'Dell.
You look very suspicious, Michael. You're giving the camera the side-eye, like, what do you want? Like, you don't know
for real.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm a suspicious guy. Like, I'm just suspicious of people. I think it's Jacob that's done that to me. Jacob, one of our producers.
He's not even here.
Who you haven't met, Flynn, is a very suspicious guy.
He's not here today either, but is he?
I reckon
he's
that
suspicious.
Yeah, he's in the walls.
He's somewhere.
I reckon he lives in the walls.
Maybe. Well, like, I swear I haven't seen Sveta for a while.
Like, she's in Australia now.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, right, okay.
Like, he's gone. He was Sveta.
They were never here at the same time.
They weren't, were they?
I see.
Reconstructive surgery.
Well, have we ever seen Kerry, who's out there now, and Jacob at the same time? That could even be Jacob in disguise.
That's very true, you know.
Yeah, but it's not even Jacob, is it? Who knows who it is?
He takes many forms.
Mm.
Does.
Yeah. Bit of a shapeshifter, that Jacob.
Yakub,
yeah. Makes him sound even more evil.
Yakub.
You got to say it like that.
What's his surname?
Yakub.
What's his surname?
Sweater. Sweeter.
Wait.
Yakub Sweeter.
His surname's Sweeter?
Yeah.
And he replaced a girl called Sweater.
Uh-oh.
Mate, it's just a
you're
bit...
You're lying
wow.
to me.
Wow. I see what you're saying. They're the same
How
person.
Did we not notice this earlier?
I never ever noticed that.
It's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
He's trolling us. He's fully just trolling us in real life.
Well, let's take some legal action against him.
We should do.
Well, I mean, he's infiltrated us. He knows all our secrets now.
Yeah.
He has.
He knows everything.
It's penetrated the team.
Fuck.
Speaking of penetration.
Segway. First segue of the day.
Our first story. Apparently,
yeah.
Rampant sex is the secret to living past the age of 100 years old.
Don't tell me this is another group of like researchers from like Oxford who have gotten bored and been like...
It's not.
Okay.
Thank God. The bad news is it's some American and Italian researchers.
Right. Okay, so... Continue.
According to the residents of At Carioli.
Talking Italiano.
Oh, yeah, of course, because Natalie is our resident Italian.
Italia, I'm going to Italy next week.
Is it Acciarioli?
Right.
Acciarioli?
Acciarioli.
Acciarioli.
You're not saying anything now. You're just going, Acciarioli.
You're
going
to say it with the voice.
Yeah. So,
Acciarioli
in Italy is where these 10 locals have lived past 100 years.
No, where one in 10 locals live past
100. Oh, Jesus Christ, I can't even read anymore. I've lost my ability to read. Yeah, one in 10 locals in Acciarioli live past 100 years old. And Italian Antonio Vassallo, who is 100 years old, and his wife Amina Fedolo, who's 93, are situated on the western coast of southern Italy. American and Italian scientists found out why 300 people have hit the 100 mark. So that would mean that there's 3,000 of them, right?
Mm-hmm. 300?
Yeah, 1 in 10. That means there's that there's 3,000 people in this town.
No, it just said
300 people.
Yeah,
oh, 3,000 people.
So that means there's 3,000 people in the town, right?
Oh, one in 10 people hit 100. 300 hitting,
We're doing maths, guys. Maths.
Wait, what, I'm mad confused now.
So,
yeah, 1 in 10, so I forgot that stat.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
All right. So Acciarioli is renowned for its low rates of heart disease and Alzheimer's as well. Maybe they just don't remember that they've got Alzheimer's.
Maybe.
Maybe they're not 100.
Maybe they're not even 100. Maybe they've got Alzheimer's at 40.
I don't know.
I'm definitely 100 years old. Definitely seen, like, you know, World War II. They saw films. They've seen Pearl Harbor. They've seen Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. And I think they're in the film. That was me. They're all Private Ryan.
So 81 of the village's 700 residents have passed the century mark. See, now these stats are getting a bit skewed. Because apparently 300 people had hit the 100 mark. But now,
81.
Oh right, no, 81 have passed it. So loads of people just died mysteriously at 100.
100, yeah. Whoa.
Weird.
It hasn't even like touched on the sex part.
Yeah, it's true. It's just hitting us
all these figures and stats.
It's all mad.
Our sexual activity among the elderly appears to be rampant. He said.
So that's what they gathered. They were in this town where everyone's old, and they're like, "You look banging." They're like, "Yeah, cool. That's the reason." Then
Alan S. Mizell, the San Diego cardiologist who looked into the village, suspected there was something else keeping the town's elderly alive for so long. "Quote: sexual activity among the elderly appears to be rampant," he said.
Well, there you go. Then,
well, like, what is just so like.
What if you've had loads when you're young, though?
That's not
a
scientist.
Is it only when you're old?
You can't call yourself a scientist because you walked into a city and went, "Ross, you lot are bare old. You lot fucking, yeah? Yeah, we're fucking loads." That's the reason, then. Science.
Right.
And maths.
Well, how do
they're
you
like
know?
Writing books and shit about this shit, and it's just like guessing.
This is why every week I'm saying, stop with this tomfoolery, scientists. Make the cure for AIDS, make the cure for fucking cancer. Stop with all this, yeah, we're going to these little cities in Italy, or these little towns in Italy, and finding out why they're old.
They're just on a nice holiday to some nice village in Italy.
Fucking
nice
dickheads.
Food, nice wine. Oh, and people are having sex and they're 100.
That's a pagan. That is a pagan.
So one of the things we've realised, Flynn, right, is that there's a lot of, like, young scientists
scientists,
researchers who come out of, get grants to do these, like, ridiculous fucking, like, surveys where they're, like, so blindingly obvious. So it's really, like, a group of, like, 50 Oxford students did a study that which proves if you have a pub near your house, you're a happier person.
Yeah,
it's like, well, obviously... Like that is like who needs to do it like a survey and like ask bare people like if are you happier living near a place?
All those stats are so like just, they're so easy to debunk as well.
Isn't it?
It's like how do you know that that's the reason they're fucking happy?
Yeah.
Maybe they're happy because they're fucking wealthy.
Isn't it?
Maybe there's a suicidal person around there that lives near a pub. Maybe someone threw themselves off the pub one time.
Maybe this guy Alan though went just going around knocking on doors and saying, "Do you have sex a lot? How old are you?" Maybe
I'd lie.
Proper,
yeah.
You know, when I get old, I'll say, yeah, shitloads.
Well, maybe they were just like, they couldn't
I'm
speak
be like,
English.
No, I don't get shit anymore.
Maybe they couldn't speak English, so like, they just kept showing him like the 100 emoji when he was like, he was just like showing them like the whatchamacallit, the eggplant emoji, and they were going 100. And he's got Russ. Direct correlation.
With the little squirt thing.
Yeah, the drips. You've got to have the drips if it's for sex. Otherwise, it's just vegetarian food.
It's just an aubergine. Is it an aubergine?
Yeah. When I said eggplant because
because you're weird things. And oh, yeah, they are the same thing.
But eggplant's more American.
That's what Americans say.
Eggplant. Aubergine.
Is it zucchini? Is that the same thing?
No, that's courgette.
Courgette, that's it.
Oh, is a courgette a zucchini? Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Zucchini sounds like a Japanese sports car.
Ah, the right. New. The new.
Introducing the new zucchini.
Streamline zucchini. Made for speed and action. Zucchini 300. Coming soon.
Zucchini, six-speed gearbox.
That also kind of sounds like an evil villain, like in like a children's movie.
Yeah, zucchini. No, zucchini sounds cute. It sounds kind of benevolent.
Dr. Zucchini.
Dr. Zucchini. Just an a courgette walks in. Mad evil courgette just walks in.
Just
imagine the courgette in a white coat introducing himself as Dr. Zucchini
and a syringe if he's evil. just ready to knock you out.
That's so funny.
I don't want a doctor.
So basically we've uncovered another
ridiculous
some more time wasting scientists.
Yeah, I'm sure more next week.
Definitely, absolutely, definitely. but please get involved and email us your legal queries, man. We'd love to help. And we've got Flynn in the house who's training to be part of the law as well. So email us inc@fubarradio.com or tweet to us @FUBARradio. We're going to get into a song now. We'll see you on the other side.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
This song really reminds me of Love Actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even remember it from Love Actually. Is it in there, yeah?
Yeah, it's at the end, isn't it?
Is it in that? I'm going...
Maybe I haven't seen all of Love Actually then.
What? Yeah, it's on like every Christmas like 8 times.
Well, they started from about mid-October on ITV2. Yeah.
Finished like late September.
Yeah. No, I was just about to say, I watched it last Christmas, but I think that was definitely Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, mate, they're one of, they're just...
There's another one that's
is there a is there a priest in Love Actually? Is that the guy?
There's a part... No.
Martin Freeman plays a porn star. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, he does.
Richard Curtis is just a genius, really. Writes a great rom-com, that man.
Yeah, he's responsible for Notting Hill as well, isn't he?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Four Weddings
Hill.
And a Funeral.
Yeah, yeah, and Bridget Jones, he's connected to that, isn't he?
He did Bridget Jones. Have you seen About Time?
I love that
that's
film.
A really good film.
It's just really fun.
It's so good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah. John Hurt?
No. Jim Broadbent. No, the dad.
Oh, Bill Nighy.
Bill Nighy, yeah.
Jim Broadbent's in Bridget Jones, though.
Yeah. And that Domhnall Gleeson, whatever his name is.
Donal.
I love him. He's great. Do you like him?
Donal Gleeson. He's in like every movie at the moment.
Yeah.
Ex Machina.
Even
Star Wars.
Even the Simpsons movie.
Yeah,
I think he's
in that. He's in that as well.
Yeah,
he's in Friday.
He plays Dr. Zucchini.
I said every. let's pitch this to. Let's pitch
this summer. Epic hits your screens. In a world of vegetables, Donal Gleeson is Dr. Zucchini.
Who else can be in that? It's like Exhibit plays The Angry Tomato. Professor Plum.
Professor Plum? What was that from?
Oh, that's in Cluedo.
Yeah.
I
remember that.
Cluedo.
We
had a big boy Cluedo night recently.
Yeah. I mean, we say recently, it was like a year ago at least. Maybe probably even longer than that.
We sessioned it for a good 5, maybe 6 hours.
Yeah, it was a long.
Who won?
Costumes were involved.
There was many different winners. Many different winners.
Okay.
We played
so there's no
games.
Clear winner.
No, because we play more games. Because like one game of Cluedo takes about, you know, it can take half, can take 20 minutes, but it could take.
Depending on how stupid you are.
Yeah, I guess. Not stupid.
Or good at guessing.
Good at guessing. Yeah.
Because I've never actually played Cluedo, I don't think.
That's a madness, cuz. Yeah, we all got dressed up.
Yeah, I made the mistake of getting an accent in straight away, which I then had to hold for the whole thing.
Who were you playing?
I was like a vicar of something.
Yeah.
I think I put on a German accent. I don't know why.
And it continued.
I just imagine all vicars are German.
Makes sense.
I watched Iron Man versus Captain America yesterday. Has anyone seen it?
No.
What's the film called? Is that it. Civil War?
Civil War, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Which baffles me, because Flynn is a huge Marvel nerd.
Well, right, I thought the fact that it was called Civil War baffled you.
Oh, right.
I was going to explain the term Civil War.
Let's reenact one to show you.
Me and Nat are in a bit of a Civil War today. Obviously, none of the listeners can see her face, but she's just vexed.
I am still a bit pissed off.
Why? Why did you not find it now funny?
I wasn't in the mood. I was like, what are you talking about? Don't be stupid. Well, and then I thought, is it Wednesday? I had a moment where I thought, maybe it's not Wednesday.
Were you in the office?
Sure. Yeah, I was sat in the office. And then I went outside to have a little, to get some air just to calm down for a minute.
Amazing.
No, it wasn't, everyone was pissing me off today, but that didn't help either. I was like,
I can't believe that really wound you up that bad. It's crazy.
I had a stupid moment this morning as well. When I was getting ready, I was like, shit, what am I going to wear?
For radio.
Yeah. Took me a while to be like, well, it doesn't
camera,
really matter, does it?
To be true. Fair, there are cameras in here.
A lot of the time, Harley wears nothing. He's half...
I'm very tempted at the moment to get my kit.
Because you've got someone with you on that side now, isn't it? It feels different.
It's like, this is my space, bro. What are you doing? I'm actually going for it because I'm fucking hot.
Fuck it.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. Justin gets the aircon.
Well, we all get aircon. I'm just closest to
it.
If you let me finish, I said blasting in his back.
Mm.
So, there you go.
It feels really good.
It's Play-Doh Win today, by the way, which is my choice. I'm finally.
Let's recap. Like we're all putting our hats back on.
Rec up. Don't get cocky now, because you know, just next week I'm going to lose to you and she's going to spank you. So, just save it. Save it.
You know them ones.
Well, obviously, I did win for a few weeks, to be fair to say.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how many.
Did it go double figures?
No.
I don't think you played
for that long. I'd say about six or seven.
Six or seven. And then last week, you finally took away my crown and you won Play-Doh Win.
Natalie basically was the champion for the whole summer holidays.
Oh, yeah.
When you really deep it, you literally ruled the summer.
Yeah.
Queen of summer.
Mm. Thank you. But today I've now picked it, so obviously I'm not going to tell you the theme.
No.
But I'm pretty happy with my choice.
That is going to be our bonus question, as it's been since Harley established that new rule.
Mm, you have to guess
which
it.
Which is really good. Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, that was you, guessing the theme. That was your idea.
Yeah.
It used to be, just to get Flynn up to speed, we play 10 rounds, and we have to guess the song from a 5, 10?
Basically the intro of a song. They vary in length, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, all this time I thought it was a specific amount of time.
No, it just depends on the song.
Yeah. Latting.
It could be learning 2 seconds.
It could be 2.
I'm learning shit about this game as we go along.
Yeah.
The show's nearly a year old, and I only now know that it's not a specific amount of time.
We're on week 38 of Plato, though.
Of course.
That's quite a lot. It's still a long time, isn't it?
I know. We were going to save it for the year anniversary show, but I really want to crack open the mead.
We love
mead.
We don't know yet.
Me and Flynn do that voice together quite a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
We don't know if we like mead.
Go to battle today.
Tonight, bed your wife. Drink some mead for tomorrow. Oh, yes. We ride.
Oh, we've got
mead. You know what? Harley sounds like an evil Viking.
Mm.
And Flynn sounds like Colin Firth in The King's Speech.
Yeah, it does say
that. Stuttering.
No, just the voice, the tone of voice.
Bed your maiden's heart. For tonight, we dine as kings. And tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
We ride.
Okay, well, I have got some mead in the fridge. I wasn't sure whether to refrigerate it or not, but I figured.
Crack
no
that
harm.
Motherfucker.
Okay,
yeah,
my name is Harley, aka Drink Your Mead,
okay,
Sylvester.
Okay, well, we will get the mead.
During Let's the get next, the mead. We need an mead? Intermediary.
We need
the mead immediately.
I feel if I clap, because we're in medieval times, mead? You know. Bring my mead.
You need a maiden.
I need my maiden to bring my mead.
You got to summon them first. You know what I mean? You can't just be like, go get the mead. You got to
come here.
Come hither.
Make them do the extra legwork.
Come hither. Come at once.
No,
we also
coming.
Need like a miscellaneous sack of gold. No one knows how much is in there. You just go, that will be the night for the mead and women. And a horse for me.
That should be enough.
Don't even count it. It's just in a red bag.
Can someone get the mead, please? Oh,
and,
she gone.
And
gone.
Some
no.
And some glasses.
And some glasses. Yeah.
No, goblets.
Oh, yes, of course.
Goblets!
Where am I?
Bring forth my tankard!
It's in the fridge next door.
At once! Because one is thirsty.
I have thirst to quench.
We all
need a medieval name.
Yeah. Dr. Zucchini.
I'm going to kind of be Roman. No.
But you have to be like the son of as well. It's like James, son of Jim.
I am Michael Payne, the third son of Oliver Zomba.
Oliver.
Of
Hackney Borough.
Of Hackney Borough.
Oh, we've got the mead.
The mead is here.
It's coming. She's getting some goblets.
I'm mad excited. It's got one of those little, like, Celtic crosses on it.
I mean, I tried to get some mead on Friday. I was told by a shop around here that I've tried to order it, and I'd sent you both a photo of it.
Yeah.
He said, this is mead. It was called Irish Meadow, which I think what the guy thought was, it's got the word mead and meadow, therefore it's mead. And he was telling me this is mead, and I said, this is like...
He just typed it on Google, and it came up with Irish Meadow, and he's like, yeah, this sounds legit.
Talking about this for so long.
Is this homemade?
Yeah, I made it myself.
Bottled.
No, I didn't.
Labelled.
Where are my goblets? Maidens!
This is a special way. I hope this is on camera.
I can't open it.
No one's there.
Oh my God. Have a sniff.
Oh, is it rank?
What does it smell like? It
smells like good old mead, boys.
Let me get a whiff of that.
Don't spill any of the mead, please. Careful. Is it rank? Oh, it's horrible.
It smells a little bit like piss. A little bit. It does smell a little bit
Why
like piss.
Why would you say that if you've got to drink it?
I'm not going to lie to you. Or is it just me?
No.
It's just mead.
Can I be the first to sample the mead?
Wait, we need the goblets.
Where are the goblets, maiden?
Just have a little splash for
Doth
you
thou mock me?
Nah.
It doesn't taste that bad, actually.
Did you taste it?
Sorry, it doesn't smell that bad.
I think it smells good. It smells like...
Let's have a go.
The honey is very prevalent.
Wait, let's try it like wine tasters. Try it like... Do a little gargle, sniff it. Don't sip.
It's good. Well, what am I else, women?
They're coming.
They're coming with the goblets and the chariots.
Of course you've got to swig it. You're not... We're going to...
Those are not goblets. What is this material you bring? What is this sorcery?
Oh, God. This is a special moment. I hope this is on camera, guys. It's the first mead.
Dost thou bring me a see-through chalice?
Oh, thank you. Is this quite a potent drink? Is it hammered?
I shouldn't be able to peer through this receptacle.
Is that loads? No, because for some reason I thought that mead is like you put like a little bit in with ice, but obviously mead is like
you've got to drink that while you're clanking glasses and singing really loud.
Like, you got to put enough in there for your clanking. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's got to splash everywhere. Someone's got to get knocked out. I don't know. It's got to be a bit raucous. You get me?
Okay. Let's try this.
Sounds a bit like.
Not to taste Grandma's it, it's good. Not taste
don't,
it.
Don't smell it. Just taste it.
It's really, really, really honey flavoured.
That's alright.
It's good, isn't
that's
it?
That's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's very honey, though.
So much honey.
Mm.
More honey than Mariah Carey and Jessica fucking Alba.
Like the original taste is a bit too honey, but once the honey seeps away, it's pretty good.
I want to play that Katy B song next. I love the honey so much.
No, play Mariah's version. That's the OG version.
We're not playing Mariah. Why not? Not swapped over yet. You're still on your English artist.
That's true. Mariah's American heritage. She's old enough.
Well, Carly can pick Mariah.
Mm.
I can't really imagine ordering it at a bar, though.
I try
I'll
to.
Have, I'll have a pint of mead, please.
You don't order mead at a bar. You demand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never order mead. You ain't expected to pay for that shit. You fucking demand mead at a bar. You don't order it.
No.
Get in a queue and shit. It's like, where is my mead?
You
question the fact that it's not even there yet. You don't even demand it. You just question the fact that it's not there. They should know to bring the fucking mead
for real.
This is a bar, man.
They do that. When we go down to the pub after the show, they immediately give us a mead.
Immediately? That's where the word immediately comes from, bro.
They just see us like walking down the stairs and they got it ready for us.
But they can hear the you know, because you got animals with you and you got like, you had loads of shit with you in the medieval times, innit? Loads of clanking metal.
You've been on a quest,
innit? Yeah. You've been raping and pillaging, man.
Two meads and a Jaeger bomb.
Apparently you're supposed to have it. It's a fine accompaniment to cheeses. A fine piece of cheese.
Yeah.
You haven't got any cheese?
Cheddar. Not on me.
No, I just want to...
Funnily enough.
Some cheddar. Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, I do have some fine boar sand left over.
It's wrapped in his t-shirt.
Sounds nice.
I love boar sand. I had boar sand
yesterday. I've never had boar sand.
That's mad.
Maybe I had, but I just didn't know it was called boar sand.
I feel like now that we're all on the mead, meadless.
On the mead, let's get in a fucking couple pints of mead. Who's getting in the mead, boys?
Bartender, garçon, front round of mead for the mandin. Oi, you twat.
For the boys.
For the fucking lads, mate. Fucking mead.
Oh, the mead's on me, boys.
Do a bit of bloody lawyering.
Let's do what we came here to do.
Get into some lawyering, come on.
Should we play I Rest My Case? Is that even on the system anymore?
Well, no, it's too early for that, actually.
I mean,
God, one sip of mead and what do you turn into a thug?
I'm pissed already.
Trust me, I'm medieval pissed.
It's 14.5.
I'm so nice. Jolly as sloshed. Where is my maiden that I can bed? I wish to bed her now. Unlock my chamber.
Unlock my chamber.
How strong is 14.5 for a bottle? It's not
strong enough.
Wine's it's like wine, isn't it? It's fine.
I don't even think it's 40. I don't think there's a decimal point in there, but I think it's just 145%.
Oh my god, I'm so
there's
hot.
No decimal point. There weren't decimal points in them days.
Who decided the 0.5?
You're right.
Lawyers.
Oh shit.
Come on.
Oh fuck, I'm boiling. Okay, from Jess. At the moment, I'm letting one of my mates crash on my couch. He works at night, and I'm pretty sure he's using my bed during the day to have sex with his girlfriend while I'm at work. This is not cool. What should be my next move?
Purchase a GoPro. We need to prove it. And it's your bedroom. So it's just CCTV. It's not voyeurism. Do you get what I'm saying to you? So yeah. I think you're well within your rights. And then, really and truly, silver lining is if they are having sex and then they're quite good at it, then that's just porn, really, isn't it?
And you
use it for your own.
Use it for personal use. You got a little. You just made a little Percy porn.
Yeah.
Straight chilling.
But how do you know if someone's having? I mean, what's that?
Yeah, what sheets, are the signs?
Or do you leave the bed in a certain way and you're like, it's like
there's literally just the imprint of like a body in mercenary missionary position.
Mercenary,
mercy.
Shit, what is that position?
I don't know what that position.
What is mercenary position?
I'm begging for your
begging for your life. That is just fucked up. Mercenary position.
Oh, fuck's sake. Sorry, missionary.
Missionary, yeah.
I reckon it's
your
the
second favourite position after mercenary.
After mercenary. Yeah. Mercenary, it has to take place in the jungle. Yeah. Mercenary, you can only do the mercenary sex position in the jungle while watching someone from quite far away.
Yeah.
Or the maidens when you've had too much mead. Please, just get it over with. Oh,
but no, it does beg the question, what is the evidence that you have that indicates that someone is having sex in your bed?
Yeah, because I think maybe, like, you know, when people nick food from your fridge or whatever, you just leave like a little thing so you know, or you leave things in a certain way. Like Kathy Bates, have you seen Misery? She caught him out because she had her little ornament penguin thing facing the south, and then he dropped it, put it to the north. That's why she went and smashed up his ankles. She had a point.
Who are we talking about?
What in Annie's Bridges? She just assumes we all know her. Who the fuck is Kathy Bates, man? Fuck's sake.
You feel Misery.
You can't just bring your personal life into the radio like we're supposed to know what's going on. Like, your brain's just smashing up people's ankles. We're like meant to be like, right, yeah, safe.
Oh, God.
It's Kathy Bates.
She's just talking to somebody.
Manny forgot she was on radio.
We fully know what she's talking about.
Come on, guys. We've all had a bit of mead. Come on.
Have you seen the film Misery?
No.
No,
I basically, she kidnaps this guy.
I know what she's done.
She mashes up his ankle.
Okay, I thought you were like Kathy Bates from down the road or something. Kathy Bates from number 57.
You were just so, like...
That was
just so nonchalant with that.
Slip that in, you know.
Hello. Me and Mark Justin just looked at each other like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I had to look and see if the mics were on.
Okay, well, not Kathy Bates then. Fine. You've got to see where things
are. We're not getting much of this.
I'm thinking maybe a baby monitor. You know, but maybe that could prove an awkward situation if you're on the bus and then.
And baby monitors don't have enough range.
Well, walkie talkie then.
Walkie talkies.
Yeah.
Walkie talkies. No, but walkie-talkies don't... Remember, you can only receive when the speaker is pressing the button on walkie-talkie.
Sellotape.
Well, just, yeah, sellotape it down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, so some sort of surveillance is definitely...
Those teddy bears that have got cameras in. No one's going to suspect that.
That's weird, though.
Well, no one that hasn't seen the films in which they appear. That's if I ever see a teddy bear, like in Wolf of Wall Street now, I'm just going to suspect it now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Especially if it's just like a random teddy bear on the fireplace or in some weird vantage point, just directly opposite the bed.
Okay, well, that's sorted. I think we've sorted that one, is it?
Well, we don't... Yeah, yeah.
Spy on them. Okay, next one.
Wait, I'm still just so out of breath from that laughing fit. Just Kathy Bates, you know.
Kathy Bates, I feel like I know her so well. Honestly, Kathy
it was
Bates.
it was just the story as well. Man. It's just like chatting about a little toy penguin and then mashing up his ankle.
Kathy Bates.
She only has sex in mercenary, boy. Oh, fucking hell. All right. From Tom.
Hi, Tom.
I have a housemate that, for some reason, when he's drunk, doesn't like to sleep in his room, but instead on the sofa in our lounge. Oh, it's very similar.
Only
this, he likes to sleep naked. So if I go downstairs in the middle of the night for a nice glass of water, I often get a right eyeful of my housemate's junk. We've told him to either wear clothes or sleep in his room, but when he's drunk, he has no control. Should we force some kind of naked fine on him?
Tom?
How much would that be?
That's the thing.
Tenner.
A tenner every time you see his penis.
Yeah, totally worth it.
And you don't want bum meat on your catch.
Oh yeah, do you know the term bum meat?
Bum meat?
Yeah.
Bum meat.
As in like bottom meat.
Yeah.
Sweaty residue from your batty crease.
I know it well.
I think I've got a bit of bum meat.
Bum meat every day from, I don't know, April to August. Bum meat central. Bum meat daily.
Even if there's no bum meat, you don't really, if you're sharing somewhere, the idea that someone is naked on your sofa isn't great.
You don't want that. Especially if it's like upholstery and not like, especially if it's like cloth, not leather, not something white, clean. I don't want to.
Yeah.
You can't be chilling while watching Netflix when you know that someone's had bum meat on the sofa and you can't even wipe it clean. It's just soaked in.
It's now part of the room.
Exactly.
And imagine if they had a leather sofa and you could like see the bum meat.
White leather sofas, and it was just this one vertical horizontal fucking brown stripe in the middle of the sofa.
Just bum meat.
Allow it. But it'd be really weird if then the stripe was just, you know, the top of the sofa where you're meant to rest your head.
And it was just up there.
Just there. Why are you sleeping out there on the sofa?
All right, so what should
the fine is good, I think.
Well, they've kind of solved it themselves.
Like. Or just put like some sort of thing over it. So polythene over the sofa. But it's not really going to help you.
Nah, man, you don't want to look like you got a sofa out of Coming to America, man. You want to maybe put some itching powder on the sofa if he's doing it to skin.
You've got to sit on it.
Yeah,
though.
But he's going to be and he's going to be drunk, so he's probably going to fall asleep anyway.
Stick just a couple of pins in it.
Next time he does it, just start swinging. He's drunk and naked and very vulnerable. Just go for him. Teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Sometimes violence is the last resort, but a resort nonetheless.
Don't worry, I'll get Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates can come smash up his ankles.
They're exposed. His ankles are exposed. She's only a number 57.
Smash up his ankles so he's in his room so he can never get to the sofa.
Just call that.
Smash up his ankles while he's coming home drunk.
Yeah, fine.
He'll never get to the house. You won't even have a problem anymore. Call Kathy Bates, man.
Call Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
Lay marbles and shit down.
Oh yeah.
Like Home Alone, that shit.
Yeah. Create booby traps.
Literal booby traps. Yeah, I do know she is. Yeah.
I've never seen her in my life.
You haven't? I've seen her.
What did she do? She smashed up someone's ankles.
I want to find that scene for you from Misery.
I've seen her in.
Yeah, that's her. That's her in Misery on the second year. Okay. She's not.
Is she a victim of domestic abuse?
No, she's not. She's not a victim. She does it to James Caan.
Oh wow.
She mashes
what else have
it
I
up.
Seen her in?
Because she's
her
like, she's
can you
a big
expand
fan.
Her face, please?
She's a big fan of his work. He's a famous writer, Stephen King book, and he's right. And he's like a big famous writer. Crashes his car. She finds it, but she, instead of like helping him, she goes, "I'm a really big fan of yours. I'm going to take you to my house and keep you there."
Oh, scene.
So that's how she gets caught out. She's got weird ornaments everywhere, and she knows he's moved it because she's like, the penguin faces south, but now it's north. So she gets a sledgehammer and then smashes up both of his ankles. Ooh. I was going to find you that scene, that but I don't know if you'd like weak. To see it. You can't move. What can you do with two broken ankles? Just drink meat.
A sledgehammer would squash your ankles. Yeah. It wouldn't even just
not
break
gonna
them.
Heal. They're not going to heal
Never.
Properly, are they?
What else have I seen her in?
Sledgehammer.
She's been in everything.
Yeah. Everything.
American Horror
Story.
Well,
like that other guy, like Donald Gleeson.
Donald Gleeson.
Aaron Donald Gleeson, literally in every single film ever made.
The Return of Dr. Zucchini. I just need to find out what it is that I know her really.
So would it be a film?
Of course, she's fucking. She's like in what? Two and a Half Men. She's their nanny, isn't it?
No, she's not. She's only in one episode. She's definitely not the nanny in Two and a Half Men. That's Conchita Farrell you're thinking of.
They look similar then.
She's in Titanic, right?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Titanic, she's in that.
But she looks like, she does look like the nanny from Tim.
Oh, yeah, she's in she B-movie, of course.
The animated.
She's been in a lot of films. She's like fucking...
She's done loads.
She's like, what's his face, isn't it? The legendary porn star, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy, she's been in everything.
Everything.
He is actually Dr. Zucchini, though.
Ron Jeremy, yeah.
Yeah, he would be Dr. Zucchini. Just paint him green.
No, he's just painting his dick green, cuz.
Oh, yeah.
I think he has safe sex.
Who? Ron Jeremy? I reckon he, if he's lived that long.
Porn stars, dude.
He's been around since the 70s,
isn't
he?
Very careful, yeah.
He's been banging for time.
He's had sex. He probably doesn't ever want to have sex at
home. No, man. Sex never gets boring.
I don't know though, if you do it all day, he's probably slept with a few thousand.
He gets tiring, but it doesn't get boring.
He only makes cameos now, I think, in porn films.
Oh, for real?
Doesn't need to star in it.
He's going
to
live past 100, though.
He's going to move to Acarioli.
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 You're thinking of Conchita somebody.
Yeah, I just wanted to see.
There you go, Conchita Ferrell.
Do they look exactly... No, they look nothing like each other. She's in something else. I recognise her from.
Not even in life, they look kind of similar.
They're both chubby Caucasian women.
Anyway, help the law, please.
Yeah, man.
We're way off topic.
Wait, let's play a tune. Oh, let's do one more legal.
Yeah, do a legal.
Then play a tune, then we've got play to win.
Like a plan.
Oh, this mead is really nice. It's actually good, nicer it? The more you drink it, which isn't makes it.
It's not safe.
Drink, does it?
It's
really?
Not safe. I have to recite a spoken word poem after this.
Oh, shit,
and awards ceremony.
Do you?
I do indeed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Shameless plug, actually. If you are about today, and in fact, no, just listen to FUBAR all day. That's what you should do.
No.
Wait, what's that? Go on.
No, you can't, because that's actually do not read that one out, because that's actually very illegal. So don't read that one.
Oh my god, I need to see this now. All right. I'll tell you what. Read the next one, then we're going to play a song, and I'm going to read that one to myself.
Yeah.
That's obviously a lie.
I hope so.
Damn, I'm intrigued now.
Is that illegal?
Yes.
What do you mean, is that illegal?
Very illegal.
No, I've got to see this. I have to just wait a minute.
Come on. Yeah.
Don't read it out loud. Read it in your head.
Read it in your head.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's obviously a lie.
Whoever sent that one in? Mikey. Stop listening to this. Don't. Stop it. Oh, no, it's not Mikey. It's his friend. Okay, Mikey, you can listen. Your friend. Don't. No.
Oh, my God. You motherfucker.
Yep. Next one. Right. Next one. Which one do you
from
want?
From Chris.
Oh, you've got
wait,
one.
Okay. Stop clicking my buttons.
Sorry.
Oh, there's two from Chris.
All right, Chris. Steady on.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've just moved in with two of my best mates, and we all have en suites. Sometimes when we're hanging out in the lounge, one of them will announce they need a shit, and if the other one needs one too, they'll just shout race you and precede their separate toilets to literally have a race to shit first. They want me to join. Well, this is weird, right? Or is it just me?
It's very weird.
What, do men all sort of have bowel movements at the same synchronized bowel movements like women have synchronized menstrual cycles? How are they both shitting at the same time all the time? Maybe they're Siamese twins.
He doesn't say when, he says if.
Okay.
So it's not all the time.
Also, do you really win if you finish first? Like, I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it.
I do love a poo.
Yeah.
Isn't
it like a tenth and eighth of an orgasm?
What?
I don't know, really? But it's fun.
Yeah.
Boy, you know. Never quantified it, but it's damn good. What? I reckon it's probably more. My poos are probably about a quarter of an orgasm.
Why?
I think, especially for men.
What? Weirdly. I don't understand. Is it because where your G-spot is in your bottom? So that's why
it just feels good
like
to release. You get me?
Yeah.
We talked about this before. You don't ever get the solitary tear when you...
No?
When you have a really good poo.
Yeah, that one tear.
Of joy.
Just comes
of joy.
Out of your... Flynn, you know what I'm doing.
That's not a thing.
That's why you're laughing, because you know, blood. Flynn, if you're joining me, man, it's 50%. And it's 50% in the room, bro.
Why are you crying with joy, though?
Yeah.
Because you're uncomfortable.
No, because how would you cry for joy if you were uncomfortable?
No,
what, you
were
sadomasochist?
No, because you released it and you're happy now. You're like, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
It's just so uncomfortable.
It's just so smooth. It's just, oh, I don't know, man.
And
it just
release.
Feels like just a release, man. You know, you can just go about your day now. You can jog everywhere.
Somebody that works here will never go for a poo anywhere apart from in their house.
Boy, you know.
I get that.
Jacob.
It's not Jacob because
he has to go to the women's because he's really sveta.
No, it turns out about Jacob, though, that he doesn't have many showers in a week. Doesn't like showering.
But then he never smells.
Exactly. So,
so I'm
weird,
just a bit
it?
Suspicious now.
No, yeah, like, obviously, he's like that's just throwing me off.
Yeah. He's lying about the showers.
Yeah, well, he does say sometimes when he says... about going to the toilet for a two, he says, I said, just go in the pub next door. He went, no, I need to go for a heavy one, so I'm going upstairs.
A heavy one,
that's
you
what
know.
He called it.
Man comes back looking all gaunt and shit.
Yeah, he lost 2 stone, but it was weird. But yeah, it's not him. Not him. Doesn't do it out in public.
Shit. We haven't solved this
no,
thing.
We haven't.
Don't be a sheep, man. Poo when you want.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't think you're going to have synchronized bowel movements, so I really don't think there's much to worry about. It's very, very rare that three people in the same room at the same time are going to need to go for a shit at the same time.
And it's also not something really to brag about to your friends, I don't know.
Yeah. I smashed my mate in a shit race.
Exactly. Wait till they go and run off and go and do your thing discreetly, blood.
Is there a prize then if they say race you? Like, that implies like who? What does the winner get? Oh, I'll do washing up for a week.
That's true.
I don't know. I presume
the first flush.
Yeah,
the best flush.
Mm. Yeah, what have you got to press, the long one or the short one? You got to press the long one. You know, you did your thing in there.
Double flush.
Yeah, no, yeah,
you
have to press long one when you keep your finger on the button.
You have to press both of the things.
He's got to open the cistern
just
and
to
just
be
like
safe.
Scoop water into the thing manually, lad. He's got to pour a bucket of water into the fucking bowl.
That's good.
All right, let's play a rhythm and then let's get into some player win.
Oh my god, I'm so excited about this.
Fuck's sake, man.
I'm coming of age. When many got people to drama, got suddenly falling for pussy for all of these women becoming a slave.
It's mad, mad.
Said they'd be placing a manifest force to bring me the future I rapidly taught today.
It's sad, it's sad.
Cause some of the friends I was riding from younger deciding I'm done and I'm put to my grave and ways.
Oh man, oh man.
I'm telling the truth, is there anyone true? I can't really get seen with a friend that would truly break.
Oh wait, oh wait.
Ain't a dumb as a look at my son of a crook, I was doing this for him on lyrics and pad. Give us a stint, nigga, not to the gym, he gets standing inside to pull it off black. My baby was born in the shape of a horn, they called it the devil, he's raising a storm. But he came with a sword, he's capable of Lord, breaking the game like a Sega and Paul. You fuckers are lucky, you walk in the public and grabbing the clothes and I'm taking them off. I followed the Bible, the book, and you took me for nothing, and now that I suffer in the cover of trouble, with double rebuttal, that's backing me up for the ton of the fuck. Oh!
From the beginning, I know I ain't tripping. From the gang, I'm smoking, around, I'm sipping. You mix that with the yacht and you know that I'm missing. Trying to steer clear, enough for things to blur my vision. And no less could ever make a man aboard the mission. But with love, yeah, we have a chance. Spinning, one step until I fuck safe, man.
Yeah. My love a dime, Basil Nickelback, I need all my pennies. Yeah. Sooner run London, ain't even walk the city. Tend to find that offended, find me with simmies. Automatics, you niggas pussy, not even kidding. I got a feeling Kiana might leave me for drama. Some other nigga with commas is coming. My come up on time and this time with Kiana, don't love me, I see all the signs. I got a feeling the feelings I'm feeling extend from the niggas who feeling the feeling and feeling positions I'm giving is giving you niggas is not gonna get it. I don't get it, you ain't get it, never got it. Force the pocket, look inside the oxytoxin. Ice veins, numbing pain, keep it same. Escape the feeling, force the pocket. Pack the pocket, pack the most inside the boats and purple poses, slow and process. Yeah, most in time, feeling like I'm hopeless, honest. I feel the tension, no one for these conditions. Times I think suicidal idols make it hard decisions. Articulate the vision, stuck in the wrong position. Doubt the feelings I'm feeling, titled as premonition.
From the beginning, I know I ain't tripping. From the dang I'm smoking around, I'm sipping. You mix that with VI and you know that I'm missing. Trying to steer clear, enough for things to blur my vision. And no bus could ever make a man aboard the mission. But with love, yeah, we have a
Sake,
I have a story to tell, I'ma make it known. I knew I was cursed with a shame and spoke. And I woke up in a stranger's cloak and my face was old. Black skin and basic clothes with many hopes of obtaining gold. And these dreams all seemed up in the air like a sprayed cologne. I've been waiting for these monsters to slay me. My mind and heart were set on departing from slavery. It's crazy cause now that my chains are broke, I'll be ready to take the globe. It's Game of Thrones, I was lost but I made it home. They wouldn't be dead, decaying bones. But how could you cage a ghost? Any enemy next to me is an endangered soul. I slaughter a bunny rabbit but save a crow. Insane, I know. I'm so dynamite to your lady's skull and watch your brain explode. The stuff that she gave me blows. I leave her with naked toes. Don't put your faith in hoes. All I ever receive from this music is fame and foes. The knowledge of where Satan rolls and the incentive to break the mold. Type and how I wrap a knife around a pagan's throat for aiming slow. It's murder and cold black love after the case is closed.
From the beginning, I know where you're tripping. I'm smoking around, I'm sipping. You mix that with me, yeah, and you know that I'm missing. Trying to stay clear, after things about my vision. And no dust could ever make a man aboard the mission. But with love, yeah, we have a chance. Spinning, I won't stop until I fuck
sake, man.
You are listening to FUBAR Radio.
I'm only coming in on this point of the song because it sounds really dramatic when I do. I'm just gonna use this time to just plug myself. I am Michael Payne, probably the best guy in the world.
We never have bedding.
And this cry behind me says so.
Yeah.
we never have like, that shit is back up.
Yeah.
I thought like Tiny Temper just then.
Yeah.
I thought I heard Tiny Temper going past a second ago, but it was just a moped.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know the one joke our manager made once, which was really funny.
The one joke.
Yeah, he makes a lot of jokes which are not funny, which shows that we remember like 3 or 4 jokes that he's made in the 5-6 years we've known him.
Jesus
that
Christ.
We actually remember those jokes. And one of them ones was like, he's like, oh, have you heard so ridiculous. He was like, so have you heard Wretch32 is doing the new DFS campaign? And I was like, what? And he went, chair.
That seems like,
so you know how that's like Wretch's thing, yeah.
chair.
I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. But I did laugh. I remember where I was in like Brisbane airport in Australia.
it took him to get to the other side of the world before he could make a joke, and that was funny.
Should we get into a bit of this?
Alright.
It's Wednesday. Welcome to Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows, Natalie King. Woo!
It's on like Donkey Kong, nigga!
Don't say that word.
He's allowed.
Oh, okay, fine.
Of course I'm allowed. We play songs with that word in all the time.
Yeah, so I haven't been in this seat for a while and pressing these buttons. But this week, it is you, Michael Payne, playing Harley. I'm not going to tell you what the subject is, but please try out your buttons. 12 for you, Harley.
Christ. I got one, yeah.
What?
Christ. I got one, yeah.
That's brilliant.
I got one, yeah.
No, you're that one.
Bus. That's me, I swear.
No, that's you. That's me.
Bus. 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 I always say bus. Christ. I got one, yeah. Bus. I got one, yeah.
So remember.
Bus. I got one, yeah. Bus.
It sounds like a. Bus. Sounds like I want to vomit.
Bus.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
What? When did I say that? Christ. I got one, yeah. Yeah, I got wine, yeah.
So, you have to not only guess the name of the songs, but also what the theme is of the day.
Of course.
So let's start with number one, shall we?
Yeah.
Bus.
I couldn't even
hear it. So I didn't even hear it myself. Okay. My finger just went off. It's like, it's like a loaded gun. Off safety.
It didn't even have like the little crackle thing before. It just went straight in.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah,
I know what that is, but
I think there's no crackles this week. Actually,
it's fine.
It does sound familiar. Sounds like it was on the Sons of Anarchy soundtrack.
Do you know?
It's not the Black Keys, is it?
It's a female artist who has sung this. I'd say, I think you've definitely played her on the show before.
Right.
Is it Carole King?
Not Carole King, but in similar lines.
Are we just, this guessing thing is so shit. Let's just move past it. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
That was Carly Simon with You're So Vain.
Okay.
Number two.
I got one, yeah.
That was me.
Yeah. Was it you?
It's Gorillaz, fam.
It is. What's the song, though, called?
Oh my god. It's Gorillaz.
Yeah,
with,
do you get a point for that?
Hold on, I need to take the headphones off. Oh my god. Feel Good Inc.
No.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
What?
It's not that.
Bus.
Dirty Harry. Yes, please, Bus. No, it's not Dirty Harry.
What?
Sorry, Michael, what is it, please?
Why can't I think?
I know it.
Don't.
You can't help. Neither of them.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes, Clint Eastwood. Hell. Okay, you do get a point. Did you know that though? You didn't? Okay.
No, I didn't.
Here's number three.
Bus.
Yes.
I know it.
Oh wait, no, sorry.
Is it Scissor Sisters?
It's not what I thought I was.
No.
It's not what I thought it was.
It's it's a duet.
Happy Mondays.
It's not Happy Mondays. It's more of a pop theme. It's a duet between two very well known pop singers, one of whom used to be in a boy band that has rejoined them, and the other is Australian.
Wait, what? I missed all of that. Again, we don't know it.
You do know the, both of these artists.
Why is there no crackle about?
Because I forgot to do it. She's an Australian singer. She's very short.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, and he.
And Robbie Williams.
Yes.
Kylie Minogue and Robbie Williams. Oh, fuck.
I didn't even know that song existed.
Oh, shit. Kylie Minogue, Robbie Williams, and the song is. Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
If you have, like, there's another word for children.
Oh, kids.
Yeah, kids. There we go. Yeah.
I was going to say Pickney, but it's...
Pygmy?
Pickney.
Pickney?
Yeah.
Pickney?
Yeah. Just been around some yardies.
Whoa.
Bus!
Yeah. I know four. This.
You do know it. I know you know it.
Play it again.
You were talking. Is it Timbaland?
No, it's an English artist. It's not a rapper. It's more of a dancey sort of collective that do. They have.
It's not Hot Chip, is it?
It's not Hot Chip, but it's very close. Very close.
Chemical Brothers.
No.
Basement Jacks.
No, sort of a newer one than that. Maybe you'd be friends with them.
Oh, fuck! Don't. Oh. Don't say anything else.
Just trying to distract you. Look at me, let me distract you.
Monkeys!
What?
Monkeys.
Stop saying all the words.
No, sorry.
Is it MGMT?
No! Monkeys on the Move.
Stop putting the sheet on show.
We don't know!
Wait, no, I do know.
You'll be friends with them. Maybe they'd say, like, we are your friends.
Yeah.
Justice.
Yeah. Oh, no, but they did
Send me a mobile disco.
Yes.
I don't know any of that song.
I can't remember the name of the song, but I do know that song.
Called Audacity of Huge. Audacity
That's
of
it.
Huge. Da. Okay, so number five. Currently, Harley, you're in the lead with two.
What's this called? 2-1?
Yeah.
All right.
Number five.
You looking at me, motherfucker?
These are some tough intros.
Now you're watching Black Exploitation.
I know it, but like you know that I know the artist, but I know
it's
songs.
It's an American artist. He's no longer alive.
I can't believe we keep doing
Isaac
this.
Isaac Hayes.
He has three names.
Jimmy Charles Moody.
No, but you're not American. It's Jimmy Charles Moody is not American.
I just hate this guessing thing.
He had an album out, actually not long before he died, where he worked with Jamie XX.
But now it's not like a game.
Oh, Gil Scott-Heron. Gil Scott-Heron.
Gil Scott-Heron.
I can't remember the name of the song.
It's called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
That's it. That's probably his most famous song as well.
I couldn't remember the most. I think you've picked it on the show before.
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Elton John.
It's definitely Elton John.
You said Elton John. I buzzed. You pressed it. I have to give
I'm
going to
go for Elton John.
Yeah, you're correct. But
because
you just said Elton John, you didn't press your buzzer.
Not going to lie. Piano made me think it was Elton John.
I don't know what song it is.
Do I not get a point for that?
It's not Candle in the Wind.
Yes, it is Candle in the Wind. Congratulations. That's true.
Thank you.
Michael Payne currently.
Said Elton John.
Yeah, but you didn't press your buzzer.
You didn't press your buzzer, mate.
You didn't
stick to the rules, yeah?
Okay, here we go with number seven.
Baby, why are you always sweating me, girl? Darling, I know you're fucking someone else. Baby, you know that ain't true.
I don't know.
You know I love your
this
ass.
You've picked really hard intros.
No, I haven't, actually. This song,
you have, clearly.
Shit, sorry, I was too busy doing impressions of R. Kelly and Nivea. So,
Let me play it again, please?
Baby. This is our second chance to have a conversation. Because you know we can only talk over the piano, baby.
Is it?
Baby,
like,
are you cheating on me? Girl, you
Is it like JoJo?
No, it's very recent song. It is actually a rapper.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
With,
Is it that song from Fast and Furious 50?
Yeah.
Right, so I give that to...
Still.
You give it to him,
me, obviously.
I wasn't sure.
Fucking hell, mate.
We've come a long way without you, my friend.
We'll see you again.
Told you all about you, too.
Okay, number eight.
I don't know how he gets that
I think both of you, if you don't know this, I'll be livid.
Bus.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Not Vogue.
Yeah, Vogue. Exactly. It is Vogue. Madonna and Vogue. Well done. Another point there for Michael.
Is it National Catwalk Models Day?
He's now in the lead with four.
See the comeback king, yeah? See the comeback king, yeah?
Let's go for number nine.
Yemi.
Bus.
Oh, yes.
It's the DLR on the Thursday night.
Who sings it, though?
London Underground. Oh, no. Transport for London. You can't just record shit and play, to win that.
Nah. I have to confess, I didn't.
Now it sounds like a busker on the DLR on a Thursday.
I have to confess, I didn't know this one either. But it's a big hit for them, apparently, for this particular band.
The English?
No, American.
Is it...
sort of emo, I take.
Is it Nirvana?
Green Day?
No, way after it. They're out of the moment.
Bullet for My Valentine.
No, but you're in the sort
Some
of.
Some 41.
Area. No.
They wear a lot of black.
That,
Green Day.
Wear a lot of black. Very handsome lead singer.
Boys to Men.
wait, they say they're out at the moment?
Well, they probably he's gone on a bit of a break whilst he does works on his a separate career.
Arctic Monkeys?
No, American.
Oh, yeah.
In the same Nine Inch Nails?
Like, there's not 20 seconds of them.
Oh, 5 seconds.
5 seconds from us.
Yeah, you said it first. You said...
What? Did you fucking say?
You said 30
Jared
seconds.
Jared Leto and them.
What do you mean?
You said 30 seconds. Michael said 30 seconds to Mars.
Man, like,
I said 30 seconds to Mars. I, like, really quickly.
All right, I'll give it... Do you know what? I'll give you both a point then for that, because I can't be sure. But that still is five at the moment, so you're still slightly in there. Do you anyone know what the song is?
Nah.
No.
Don't listen to them.
No, any of them.
It's 30 seconds to Mars, isn't it?
Yeah.
All this time I was thinking, do you know what? Harley has to have the point because I said 5 seconds to Mars.
Oh, okay, fine.
See?
Point off. Oh,
man's very, fair.
That's bare one, two, three, fair.
Man's so practicing the albino, blood. I'm that fair.
So, it's 4-4.
Yeah, right.
Okay, this is number 10.
Oh, don't do this to me, brain.
Bus.
No, yes, don't do this
Michael
to me,
Payne.
Brain.
Yes,
no, I just wanted to see what my voice would sound like.
Okay,
over
I'm
there,
going
so.
In again.
Don't do this to me, Brain. Oh, you're such a wanker sometimes.
Bus.
Oh, yep, yep.
Ignore me, I'm just.
It does sound good together, doesn't it? Ignore it.
Bus.
Oh, wait. And then a little mix.
Ten.
Is it Johnny
Ten.
Cash?
That's not Johnny Cash.
No,
no.
I know.
Is it Jay Bugs?
Not Jay Bug. No, it's an American again. Two men.
Simon and Garth. No, they're
no,
English.
Way newer than that. Way newer know. Than that. They're like funny men. Very funny.
Oh, Tenacious D.
Yeah, Tenacious D.
I don't know.
I'll give you a point. If
wait,
you
I know the song title.
Is it from the Pick of Destiny?
Oh, fuck! I know the
yeah,
song name!
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm not
is
even
it?
I don't
well,
know.
Well, no, I think that's for the first.
Is it something to do with the devil?
He's in the video. I mean, he plays Dave by
Dave.
Oh,
yeah,
Dave
it's a cartoon, isn't it? Yeah. I can't
wait,
remember.
Wait, I know
song.
It, I know it, please. Wait, hold on. fuck.
Wait, is it like,
just called.
No,
it's called like.
Excuse me, I just butted.
Oh, isn't it called like.
Burp!
Burps.
I mean, you know what it is.
I do.
Let's say, I imagine the Rizzle Kicks probably have one.
What? Okay, cool.
A band, they probably have one. They're not the real Rizzle Kicks, but they are a...
Huh?
Oh, come on!
Oh, what? Like,
let's say I'm not in a band. I'm not in the real band, but I made up this
other
band.
A tribute!
Yes, exactly! A tribute
This
band.
Is a tribute!
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 5. Actually.
Bomba Glass.
It's really all to play for on the moment. So let me. Do you want a recap of the song titles?
Mm-hmm.
We had Carly Simon with You're So Vain. Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood. Robbie and Kylie, Kids. Simian Mobile Disco, Audacity of Huge. Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Elton John, Candle in the Wind. Wiz Khalifa, See You Again. Madonna, Vogue, 30 Seconds to Mars, This Is War, and Tenacious D with Tribute. What is the day, though? What's the bloody day?
That's so random.
Is it something to do with Hollywood?
Not necessarily
is
Hollywood.
Is it a Hollywood star?
Not necessarily a Hollywood star.
What do you mean, Hollywood?
Doesn't have to be Hollywood.
Movie star?
Doesn't have to be in a movie.
Star.
Just a
doesn't,
star.
Doesn't have to be a star.
Superstar.
No, not think less star. Think about the profession.
Celeb.
Of the star.
Oh, actor.
Yes! So what is it?
National Actors Day?
It is National Actors Day tomorrow.
Bombad glad you see what we're
doing. Do you have any queries on the songs, please? So why I picked
no,
them.
I don't care.
No, fine. No, you're good. Vogue was a bit...
Vogue? Because?
Tenuous, because Vogue is usually associated with modern.
Marley and Dietrich and DiMaggio.
Ah.
Great. James Dean.
True.
You mentioned...
As if you've like queued it up. So
I thought you might
this motherfucker's gonna be questioning me.
I thought you might have
question
some
my ass.
So
I got
the
that
Simeon
shit
Mobile
for
Disco song Audacity of Huge is because it has this line in it. A bag of Bill Murray. Bill Murray. A bag
right.
of Bill Murray.
Right.
Doesn't really make
Wouldn't
a lot of sense.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
And
Audacity of Huge as well. It's you know,
yeah.
it's something that you know that you kind of get these sort of feelings of like, you know, grandiose and
yeah,
portraying
yeah.
something that you don't really live. So that's down to acting.
And also, the Robbie and Kylie song had this line in it. I'm an honorary Sean Connery. I'm an honorary Sean Connery.
So, buzz.
So,
Can't
and also,
whatever.
Like, also Vane was supposed to be about Warren Beatty or Mick Jagger. Whatever. But, okay.
So, ooh, so it's bonus. It's down to
so
bonus.
So, you've got Actors Day. So, how are we doing this? So, you've won so, that.
No, then there's the bonus.
Yeah, as because Harley can come back and it can be a draw if he gets this next question.
It can only be a draw, which means you,
but
have,
then
to,
then
means
you
have to play next week.
No,
again,
but then you know, then you have to, go, like last week what happened
oh,
when you drew, then you had to go.
Okay.
If I can get it, that is.
On the bonus, fingers on buzzers, please.
Bus.
Yes.
Is that Shania Twain?
It is Shania
that
Twain.
That don't impress me much.
Yes, it is.
Jokes.
Michael Payne wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, Michael Payne wins.
Why do I know that song from the intro?
God damn. I'm
going to go and sit down outside for a little bit, get some fresh air, because I don't know why I know that song.
Okay, well, let's have a good long look and think about our lives.
Thank you.
said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave."
Presents
the Hannah Whitten Show.
Googling the meaning of sore and erect nipples. Like, come off the pill, because I haven't had a period in 7 years and I'm like waiting for my body to like bleed. But I haven't bled yet. It's been like weeks since I've come off the pill and I'm just like, where's my period at? Every slight change in my body, I'm just like hyper.
It's happening.
Aware.
It's happening.
Yesterday and also today, they were still like slightly sore and they were just so erect and I wasn't cold.
I hope when it happens that you scream downstairs like,
Lauren! It's happening! I will make sure I do.
It's like true friendship.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
On the road, no road runner. Course we had the thing locked down for the whole summer. She looked Chris, I might have to tuck her. I give her the pipe, but I'm no plumber. Came up in the jungle, so I move savage. Big skeng that would do damage. Way too much for you and your crew to manage. When I come true, I smoke my victory spliff when I done you. Oh Lord, if you ain't no boss, I don't even wanna chat. Oh gosh, couple niggas had a little shine that passed. Me, I'm still here, cause the real must last. Yes, it's still way better, no forever. On, you thought we was gonna stop, you should've known better. Wherever Trevor go, get a yeah, my flow's better. Frisco make a pop, stop, no, never.
Oh my word, oh my days. They must have put the success for the face. It's cause they let the animal out the cage. Nice to rage.
Straight shelling, come true in some Air Max and straight denim. If they don't like me, fuck 'em, man, I ain't breading. Them man are scheming on the slide, them man, they ain't my brethren. Fuck them.
So who want tester than dada? Man's badder, my brother, just don't bother. Man's a ransom, no shutters, no robbers. So anything is anything. Oh my word. Gunshot a fly like bird. If a guy violate on the curb, fuck what you heard, fuck a genre, fuck a tempo. Where I come from, it's going off like Soweto. Nowadays it's the feds killing. Corrupt fed for dead and the judge for dead with him. I'm off the ends but I'm still with the ends chilling. Now let's toast to the facts, me and my friends winning. Oh my word, oh my days. They must have put the success on the face. It's cause they let the animal out the cage. Nice to rage. Oh my word, oh my days. They must have put the success on the face. It's cause they let the animal out the cage.
That's Oh My Days by Sticky Blood featuring Frisco and JK. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it doesn't matter because it sounded cool because I was doing it over drums, but now they've ended, so I don't sound cool anymore.
I like that. That's a tune.
That is a big tune. Sticky Blood are great. It's actually a production duo, one half of them being an ex-member of the Arctic Monkeys, which is an interesting bit of trivia. Andy Nicholson, who used to play bass.
Yeah,
I did a side project with them one time. No, not with them, but with the drummer. What's his name? Matt Helders, the Arctic Monkeys drummer.
Yeah,
and John McClure from Reverend and the Makers, Joe Mosco from Reverend and the Makers, Loki, who's an amazing MC and political activist, and who else was involved? I think Andy might have been involved as well.
Okay.
But anyway, it was called Mongrel and it was great. So side projects are kind of rife among members of the Arctic Monkeys. Yeah, they made an album, and there was a song called Alphabet Assassins as well. And then there was a remix featuring myself, Wretch Free 2. Oh, who else was on it? Mike Righteous, Nole, bloody hell. I think there must have been like 10 MCs on this record on the remix. Yeah, it was great. It was a good experience working with them as well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Speaking of cool, Jeremy Corbyn. Apparently, you have recently endorsed him
among the UB40.
The UB40, half of the members. Half, so just the UB40.
Or just the 40.
Just the 40, maybe it's true. Was it Ali and co?
Ali doesn't. It's the other Campbell that does.
Oh, okay.
Ali Campbell saying, I'm not saying I'm endorsing Corbyn.
Okay, endorsing Corbyn. He's just trying to rhyme.
Half. I love Corbyn.
Yeah?
Who doesn't, eh?
Well,
Rudimental do. Rudimental. Yeah. It's got here Rizzle Kicks, Rudimental, Francesca Martinez, and Logic because of his commitment to the arts.
I think people give him too much of a hard time.
I think they do as well. I think people see him as a bit of a pushover and just don't see him as a leader because he's such a pacifist. And if you can lead people into peaceful times, then what's wrong with that? Why do people want war all the time? Why do people want a leader that's just gonna be like, oh my god, if they do this we'll bomb them, and if they do that we'll bomb them? What about the people that are like, well, if they do this we'll talk to them about it and maybe go down to the pub and, you know what I mean,
have a little chin
wag. A bit of mead makes everything better, you know. We were sworn enemies before that bottle was opened.
Yeah.
Well, us lot.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, we were.
Well, like, yeah, exactly. Your clan and Natalie's clan.
Civil War has ended.
But now, a bottle of mead.
We've sold everything. I now like you again. It's
that
good.
Is what Jeremy Corbyn could take to the UN every single time.
Just bring him a bottle of mead.
Mead.
I think Corbyn would like mead.
He likes eating kebabs.
If I like mead. Corbyn will like me.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but he seems like the kind of guy I think that would go into a pub and have not the goblet, the tankard. I love that.
And then he'd take it because he'd be late for his train, and then he'd just sit down, not on a seat, he'd sit on the floor near the doors of the train with a tankard of mead.
With his tankard.
And get someone to take a photo of him.
He would.
I do love Jeremy Corbyn. I do. There are all these sort of perceived, purported misgivings that he has, these shortcomings. But I think he could be a great leader. A pacifist is what we need, man.
I think he'll be a lot better than Owen Smith will be, who's like proven track record with some of his very sexist remarks and has come out, which I've been reading up recently, where he told, I can't remember who the other politician was on TV, you only got on here because you're a female. Like, no. Mad Corbyn team. Wouldn't do
Owen
that.
Owen Smith, is he the one that was in like Marley and Me? And
he is. He sometimes gets Owen Wilson, but sometimes he's Owen Smith.
Yeah.
He sort of does a bit of, yeah. That guy. That is Owen Smith. That is actually Owen Smith.
The guy that moonlights is a Hollywood actor.
I think we're Team Corbyn on the show.
We are definitely Team Corbyn, 100%. No other party leader will do.
Cobrin,
his evil twin. Jermaine Cobrin.
His rude boy twin.
Like, you see, man, just get me.
Jermaine Cobrin.
Cobrin Zucchini.
From the block.
Double barrel, cuz. Man's got work. Education and street smarts, you get me?
Cuz.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
I don't know what to say anymore.
End of days, almost, you could say.
It's true. Well, it's not the end of the world.
Or is it? Because we've got another one, guys. We've got another one in the office. There are some fucking Christians.
some fucking Christians.
Fucking Christians.
They're the ones in Italy, are they, that are living to 100?
It's not even them. I think it might be American Christians. No, they're from Northern Ireland. No, they're not. They're from... Let me just read it out. It makes much more sense if I do that. A group of Christians have predicted that a total solar eclipse will end the world. The eclipse will cover the US and cover parts of the UK, Scotland and Northern Ireland and will take place on August the 21st, 2017. Ooh. The group have said that the creation of Israel 70 years ago was the start of a biblical generation, that we must be ready for another one. Taking some theories into account and a 12th century rabbi, we can safely say the maths are pretty solid and we're all going to die. Mm-hmm. So the apocalypse apparently will start next year, and it will go on for another 7 years, ending in 20. That's a slow apocalypse.
Time.
That's, yeah, I'm chilling, bro.
That's not laid back apocalypse.
Chilling.
Don't get your affairs in order right now.
You got a couple years before you fuck off.
A couple meteor showers first year, blood.
Man, will send the locusts in around what 2018. Blood. Don't even expect the rivers to run red with blood till I'd say what 2023.
Good cuts.
And then Satan will just come do his thing and then we're gone.
Yeah, to be fair, probably I reckon around 30-24 still, cuz you're right.
That's alright though, when that happens, it just
gives
me time.
Pop out a couple kids in the meantime.
Yeah, maybe. I've got a lot of Netflix to watch. We can catch up on Netflix.
You can get to the bottom of Netflix by 2024.
Because it's like when everything happens, a locust come, obviously you'll have to stay in your house for a bit. Netflix.
Perfect excuse for Netflix.
Like, a locust going to really do anything? Just like, just this.
Well, they'll ravage all the crops in it.
The zucchinis.
So it's only
they're ravaged all the zucchinis.
They're gone.
Blood.
They're gone.
Shit. I never even thought about
stock
that.
Stock up
on zucchinis.
Get the tins in. Tin
foods. They just munch all the food.
Vegans are pissed.
Yeah, they're pissed.
They're going first, though. They're out first.
What are you saying now, vegans? Yeah. You're so fucking powerful now.
Wait till they come asking for bacon.
Oh, shit, but animals eat crops.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit. We'll just have to, like, just stop up
on animals.
Well, it's less than a year then.
Everyone's got 800 cows in the house.
Just dried smoked meats from now on, bro.
Well, let's just stock up on mead. We'll be fine. Mead and some dried beets.
I mean, there's honey in it, which is a food.
It's a good source of. Didn't Beyonce do a honey and something diet recently?
Oh, that weird the drink that you have, is it?
Yeah, wasn't it honey and water?
Something like that.
She basically was on a mead diet.
And she looks good.
Well, non-alcoholic mead. She basically drank non-alcoholic mead.
So where did you actually get this from again, Nat?
I got it from a website.
From a website?
What was it called? Mead Bay.
Mead Bay. I don't like to call them. They're not paying the taxes, are they? So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But they did deliver it to me in one day, so I'm happy about that.
How much did it cost?
£12.
I think we should have
English pounds.
I think we should have a bottle every week.
Yeah, I think we should. Who's
little whip round. We'll have a whip round. Or no, we could do rounds in it. I don't mind picking up next week's tab.
You get next week's tab, and then you the week after.
Can you always order it, and we'll just give you the money?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Every week, Natalie's just picking up £12. Just make sure you don't get stopped and searched, innit? Because the police be like, why every week?
I get it ordered here. £12. No one's opening it till I get £12 in my hand. £12 of silver.
I was going to say, since it's meat, would you accept silver pieces?
Well, yeah, 12 pieces of silver pieces, pounds worth of silver.
Yeah,
not five piece. Not 5p though. I don't want 5p.
Lanchester.
Is that even a place anymore?
No, is it Lancaster?
No, it says Lanchester.
Maybe it's a hybrid.
It's a hybrid of
Lancaster and Manchester.
I like it. Well, according to this, then, the world is, we've got less than a year. It's August the 21st. We're on, the 7th of September now. So
I've got a couple birthdays to fit in.
Well, everyone's got a zombie plan. I'm sure I'd definitely go on. Just copy and paste that. You know, same sort of shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, chilling.
But I think the apocalypse.
The apocalypse.
It's just going to be nothing but Katy Perry's music.
Well, that's what he's performing. When it's the apocalypse, artist, it's just pop thing.
It's
like
true.
Taylor
that's why those South Americans are really scared of.
They love it.
Oh, no, no. It's that they love her because they think that she will. Didn't they play some Katy Perry music during a South American riot?
Did they? To
one
calm
time,
people down?
To calm people down.
Oh, that's nice. Doing a service.
Maybe they should play that during the apocalypse.
That would vex me hard.
Katy Perry. Katy Perry's nine.
No, just like, if I was like about to die and all I had was that.
Teenage Dreams, bro.
Firework.
Man with Millie Rock, quickly.
To be fair, Firework, I'd be like...
That's a long. I hate that song.
Oh, okay.
That's how, that's my least favourite Katy Perry song.
Well, I'm not really a huge fan of many of them.
California Girls.
Raw,
big tune. Because of the M83 sample. Did you know that that's got an M83 sample in it, yeah?
Didn't
it has
that.
Indeed.
I wanna hear you snore louder.
That probably hyped me up for a riot, to be honest.
Yeah, man, yours!
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Big tune.
Oh, yeah.
I can relate, man. That happened to me one time.
Just the once.
One time.
Didn't like it that much then, did you?
Well, no, it was special one time.
Okay.
It was good, you know? She didn't sort of resist and run away. She stayed for the whole kiss.
If you think about it, how weird is kissing, though?
It is, isn't it?
If you just think... If you're
licking
like,
the inside of someone's mouth.
Because you think about the stuff that you eat and what you do.
And you just like, you just plant each other's foot. It's just kind of odd.
That is weird. I never really thought about it like that.
If you actually think about what you're doing.
Laughing is weird as well. A lot of shit that humans do naturally is weird. Laughing is weird. Do you know what I mean? You find something funny, you're like, ha, 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 ha. You just breathe out rapidly, loads of ha, 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 ha,
well, yawning.
Yawning's weird.
Sneezing, burping.
Sneezing I can understand because you're trying to clear your passages of dust.
Yeah, but you make a funny face when you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crying.
You look like Pop.
Crying's not that weird.
Why are tears salty as well?
Yeah, the kind of things kind of
salty. Salty tears. Mm. I don't know, just...
Why isn't that freshwater tears?
Oh, that'd be sick, innit?
Yeah.
Bottle them. Sell them to fucking M&S. Or Ocado.
Yeah.
I have my mead and the tears of a virgin.
Waitrose bottled tears.
Oh, man.
Someone would sell that.
Definitely. Like, before 2024, someone's going to drop that on the market.
Well, that's what
they're about to sell it, and then the world ends.
No one buys a single bottle.
That's when you have to stay indoors, and then supermarkets will run out. That's your moment, because they'll say, well, you have to buy tears. To drink. There'll be nothing left to drink.
That's true. You can hold your
limit. Imagine drinking a bottle of tears.
Fresh water tears, though.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, yeah, that's chilled. I swear, like, since I've been alive, the world's been supposed to end about 8 times.
Every year, there's a Christian associate. There's a church
the Mayans of like.
Well, the Mayans were 2012, weren't they?
Mm.
There was a film about it, which is really. I actually really like that film.
The Mayan film.
No, 2012.
Oh, 2012.
Wait. You're uncovering something. What Mayan film?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
No, stop lying. That you know something. Natalie's Mayan.
The Mayan part. Mayan. Do you mean also the
Nostradamus?
Nostradamus.
Yeah, he used to make a lot of predictions about the end of the world, but none of his came true. Then the Mayans didn't come true. Then there was that. There was the church that said it was going to end in 2014.
There was.
How do you come back from that, though?
I know.
I was just joking.
Did I say 2014?
Yeah. I mean, 14, 12. Fucked it.
Well, I'm going to get on the limb here and say I think this is also incorrect. I don't think it's going to... Well, we've got till 2024, haven't we? So
we'll find out.
We're all right.
We'll find out. There'll be a World Cup that year, innit?
2024?
Yeah.
Well, indoor one, yeah. Because it won't be allowed to go out with the locusts and the rivers
of
blood.
That's true. Maybe that could be a sport.
What else happens in the apocalypse?
Will the four horsemen roll up?
Oh, yeah.
Bruv, they're nang.
Yeah, they're G's. Famine. what are their names?
Famine happens.
No, famine's one of their names, is it?
Pestilence.
Pesticide.
Bacteria.
Pescatarian.
Start so like naming
the
like
modern four horsemen
like just
apocalypse.
Cleaning products.
Vegan. Hipster.
Yeah.
Troll.
Yeah.
And just Donald Trump.
Just Trump.
He's definitely going to bring about the end of the world.
Yeah,
if he comes into power, he's definitely he's definitely one of the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Have I ever said that, like, obviously I in no way want Donald Trump to be the president of America,
but
oh,
no. A little parties.
There's
like,
a tiny little part of me.
Why?
Shit, just to see, just to see what would happen.
Just to see what
just
would
to
like.
See how.
Do you know what's happening?
Get.
You're not going to America anymore. That's what's happening.
I mean, like, yeah. Well, why am I? Whoa, hold on.
Yeah, what has he done?
Yeah, what have I done?
I don't think he likes people that aren't white. Does he?
That's
no,
true.
He doesn't dislike.
Mexicans,
as long as you're not an immigrant, as long as you're just on holiday.
Well, yeah. There was that photo.
I'm pretty sure that people will be allowed in and out of America.
Yeah. True, say you do look a little bit Mexican.
Yeah, you do.
When have I ever looked Mexican?
You could pass for Mexican.
I'll take that.
I think so. No, but there was a photo on Twitter the other day of him stood next to a black man, and someone genuinely tweeted from his campaign, "See, this proves that he's not racist because he stood next to a black man." And, like, he's obviously not racist. Of course he's not. Like, what are you serious? What are you talking
about? The Ku Klux have stood next to black people. Yeah. They've been swinging from trees at this point.
But is there no like 1%, 0.5% would just really enjoy to see what
just
was
to see.
A
bit, part of the inquisitive part of me, yeah, is a little bit like, yeah, what would it be like?
Like, I'd quite like to like just hop over Cash into the parallel universe,
yeah,
and see Wagwan.
Mm. But you'd have 4 years of it. You don't want that, really. For one day, maybe for 1 week, maybe it would be interesting. But for 4 years.
And America does have a massive impact on the rest of the world.
Exactly.
So we can't even
yeah,
say,
exactly.
Like,
that's
really
why
us.
It's so...
intriguing.
Yeah. Shit would get real, son.
It would.
It would get real, yeah.
I think someone would try and assassinate him after not too long, personally.
Mm.
Well, there's that kid who tried, didn't
it? He tried, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, very unsuccessfully.
Very, very unsuccessful.
Well, clearly he's alive. Do you know the theory that is that he did this not thinking he'd have any chance in hell of winning, and now it's almost become like too far.
Like, so Trump doesn't want to be fucking president.
Well, that's why he's saying these ridiculous things deliberately to stop people voting for him, but actually all people are doing are going, no, I like that. You want to build
amazing.
A wall? Want to build a wall? Sure, great, I'll vote for you. But he's actually might be panicking now because he might actually
Mate,
win.
Trump was brought up on money. He has never had to really do anything in his life. If he's president, he actually has to work.
Did you see the photo? Again, it was all over. You probably didn't, Harley. It was all over social media of his three kids. It was like something from Children of the Corn. It was really creepy.
No.
Oh, God, let me find it for you.
I've never seen these kids.
Let me put Trump's...
Ivanka, is what she's called.
Yeah, there's two boys as well. Oh, God, where was it? It was all... It's super creepy. Oh, God. I'm going to find it.
Was
I'm going
it...
to find it for you.
And then put it on the FUBAR Radio Twitter.
I will do if we can find it. Can you have a look for it as well, Cap?
Did you say how many kids has he got?
He's got three kids, but on
it
his...
It looks like he's got five kids there.
Well, there were three that were in the photo, and it was really bloody creepy.
The thumbs up. He's a man of a thumbs up.
With his little Never small hand.
I'm good. Oh, where is it? It was over the weekend. Everyone was all over Twitter with it, because it was just really funny. Just like, this photo is very scary.
The fact that you can't find it is quite sinister.
Why? Because it was everywhere.
Exactly. Where have they all gone?
Yeah, good point. Hold on.
He's got five children.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, is that he's got there? Loads. No, this isn't the photo. It's the photo of them staring. Can you have a look for it, please? Thank you. They're going to find it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I really want to see this now.
I know, because it's creepy.
I'm going to be shaken up.
One of his kids is called Baron.
Why has that come up?
Baron Trump.
No, it's not, is it?
It just says it there.
Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump. I'll tell you what is it. It's Ivanka. I know he was in the photo. It was Ivanka. It was the three. It was the boys.
The referees, Ivanka.
Wee.
Trump's not actually his real name.
Is it not?
No.
What
I can't remember
his real name?
I can't remember what it is, but he changed it
I
to
know.
Trump.
I know. It was something really dumb. Not dumb, but it sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
And he changed it to Trump, which is...
Wiki
that motherfucker.
Super clever.
You know. No, I actually read that as well.
No, just... No? Still looking for the kids.
I am, but I will find it. I'll find it.
Yeah, type in Donald Trump so I can see what his real name is.
Oh, okay.
Type Donald Trump real name.
No, it'll come up on his Wikipedia, isn't it?
Maybe he's been able to change it.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Does it not?
Just say,
I want to know his real name now.
Type in Donald Trump real name.
Okay.
Honestly, it was on an article I read.
Surname's Obama in real life.
Trump's the word my mum uses to describe a fart.
No,
trust me, I definitely read it.
It's not so...
No?
Okay, John Stewart reveals Donald Trump's birth.
He's probably
maybe
joking,
Trump, maybe
isn't he?
Trump
it's John
backwards.
Stewart, he's probably joking. From some...
No, it was like, legit. Where was it? Continue talking, because I'm just...
Okay.
Love that, letting them know the secrets of radio.
Continue talking. I don't know, it's not fuck face clown sick, which is what John Stewart's put there.
No, it's
I think
that.
He's joking.
No. I don't think it was...
I think he might be jesting.
Fuckface Von Clownstick. Oh, it's catchy there. It's a good
it
name.
It is. Sounds like a real name.
Mm.
You know that boat that they were going to call Boaty McBoatface?
Yeah, yeah, that was
that
tragic.
Won the competition.
They named it after David Attenborough, didn't they?
Which completely makes sense. I completely understand that.
Nah, but no, they said it was down to the public vote.
Yeah, but this they just named the dinghy after Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah, but that's not good enough. They could have named anything else after David Attenborough. Do you know what I mean?
I reckon he should be on the new £50 note.
Drump.
Yeah. Big shout.
Drump.
D-R-U-M-P-F.
Yeah,
that's his real
son.
That's
his kids. I think that's really creepy. When that was all over Twitter, it was like very. That's the photo they put out for the campaign trail, and there were so many funny comments.
They look like agents,
particularly the guy in the middle. It was like they do look like secret agents that are following you. Yeah. If I stepped out of this building or any of us came out and saw those,
you know the types of people where you just get the sense that there's someone at the door, but they don't knock, and then you open the door and them three are just standing.
That's what that photo looks like,
and they don't even say shit. They just look at you, expecting you to know why they're there.
And then as you walk past them, they're just staring at you as you walk down the corridor. Right? Like what?
Long.
What's gay? I think the middle one's the creepiest one for me.
Absolutely. Ugh. Yeah, I'm not feeling them.
Or you just kind of wake up, like you don't know what's going on.
The door's quite hot though.
Ivanka.
She named after Ivana, kind of.
Yeah. She's also, I believe, a Democrat.
Oh, is
she? She has previously. She's supporting her dad, but she is a Democrat.
Is she?
How is that possible?
Exactly.
It's not really, is it? But she's giving it a go.
It's like, yeah.
Apple don't fall far from the tree.
Ivana Trump a lot.
I really want to read out that legal query that
we can't do that.
It's definitely fake.
Why can't we say it?
I'm saying it's actually illegal. And you can get in trouble.
Tell him to tell his mate to stop then, isn't it? But it's not illegal to read it out now.
I just don't want to.
Read out the thing,
okay, as long as we're saying, we 100% do not endorse this.
We don't endorse this.
Agree with it. In fact, we think it's wrong. It's wrong. It's very wrong.
But read it out because it's interesting.
Yo, Payne and Sylvester.
I love the way he started with yo as well. Go on. Hi.
Not sure if this is illegal.
You're an idiot if you think it is. It might be illegal.
But my mate is doing his mum.
No.
Oh my god.
I ain't talking about stepmum business either. Ugh. It's a bit sicko. He says a bit. Yeah, man. She's fit, but bruh, really?
What do you mean?
Everything is wrong. Let's just go back it. Not sure if this is illegal. You're a fucking idiot if you think it might be
illegal. I reckon as well. I reckon this is the guy that's banging his mum that's emailing
him. Just want to check. Not sure if it's illegal. It is illegal, actually.
He's a bit of a sicko.
It's a bit sicko. It's everything. It's just sicko. It's not a bit
sicko. It's just disgusting. You need to get
out.
Yeah, man, she's fit. But bro, really.
I mean, in inter-family things, I used to go to college with
a
girl.
That started really badly.
No, but I think she wasn't sleeping with her brother, but she used to describe her brother as being really fit, which I always found really odd.
Oh, what, to get him like a girlfriend or something?
No, not at all. He had a girl, but she just said, give me my brother. He's like really fit. He's really hot. And I was like, I've never really heard someone talk about their brother.
You say they're like, that is a bit weird.
Good looking or like beautiful.
Fit.
No.
He's really fit. Like,
he's well fit.
I mean, he was, cool. But it was a bit kind of...
I told you, my friend... He's just before he got married, he was hanging out with his fiance at the time's dad and her friends, and they were all in this sort of a working men's club that they used to hang out in, and one of the guys, his daughter walked in, and another one of his friends said to him, "Phew, if that was my daughter, I'd still be bathing her."
That's what Donald Trump said.
Yeah. No, Donald Trump said he'd sleep with his daughter.
He did say that.
If she wasn't his daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's
that,
what he said.
You ruined my joke.
Sorry.
Fuck, that was a punchline and everything.
He'd still be bathing her.
Yeah, I found that really really disturbing.
Is that real?
He actually said it, but he didn't mean it.
It's still a bit
disturbing.
Yeah, it's really a joke even more.
It's still disturbing.
Mm.
But yeah, that's what Trump said that about his daughter. I'd sleep with her if she wasn't my daughter.
Yeah. Mm. That's disgusting.
That is just...
That should be the one reason people don't vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's all you really need.
It's either that or, like, there's loads of people in America going, finally, someone said it.
Someone agrees.
Someone's agreeing with me. It's like, fucking hell, you're all just...
That's the real reason he gets so much love in the southern states, isn't it?
Isn't it, for real? Like,
oh, my God. You need to come and see this.
Darlene! We're in the clear!
Johnny! You came right to boo.
No, that
Nancy,
is
Nancy. If Trump says it's okay, then we all good.
Yeah, I think that's nasty. And that, yeah, just get out of that relationship.
No,
man.
Mikey's not in it. It's his mate.
It's his mate.
That's what I'm saying. Get out of the relationship. Oh, you can't be bridging to someone that's banging their own Marjorie.
How does he know? Like, is this all this guy saying, like, I just slept with my mum?
Oh,
it's just, sorry,
oh, it's just so
it's nasty.
That is nasty.
I'm hoping he's lying.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, even that, even he's not going, it's a bit sicko, but she's fit. Don't say that, Mikey.
Someone's justifying it.
It's obviously a joke.
Stifler's mom.
Oh, we've got Hannah Witten coming up next.
We have.
And she's
Hannah
gonna be
has got her wit on.
Mm. And her sexual advice cap on.
And
so other, you can email
other,
her.
Other caps.
Other caps.
So a very good co-host tonight, Daniel J. Layton, who was very, very funny. We like him. They've got some very good advice to be giving away.
Why are they trying to like steal our advice thing?
Sexual advice generally.
Yeah, but we give out sexual advice as well.
She does drunk advice on her YouTube channel, which is very
we do all advice. We cover all advice.
I do stoned advice. Nah.
Well, there we go. You've got stoned. She's got drunk. What's lovely.
I've got drunk as well.
Oh, yeah, drunk and stoned.
We've been doing drunk advice since Hannah weren't even a bat.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Hannah, we got beef with you. Where is she? She's not even
no,
there.
No, she's not in today. It's not live today.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, she says it on the show. It's not like we're hiding it.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Not trying to make it like seem like it's live. Cause no
oh,
one...
by the way, this isn't live either. We pre-recorded this show.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm predicting that it's going to be sunny today.
Oh.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to play your game?
I want to do Lawyer versus Liar, please.
Yeah, Lawyer versus Liar. We need like a bedding, like some music. Let's put on some intense, like, dum, 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 like,
I mean,
do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I need more than put on just the
like game of show. Liar. Have you got that?
Liar.
No, yeah. Just like game show, like intense game show music.
Think of a game show.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
I like the way you think, Sonny Jim. Ooh. I like the way you think. Something, yeah, not that will create lots of tension.
Yeah.
Ooh. There we go.
Okay, so number
as
one.
If you just got like the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire soundtrack just hanging around on the system.
I'm loop it.
She's got a USB in her forehead.
So this game, I give you some because you are the law.
Yes.
And you know the law, yeah. But I'm going to give you some court cases, and you have to tell me whether you think the person was found guilty or innocent, and what they might want. Robert Lee Brock sued himself. He was a prisoner in Virginia in 1995. He decided to sue himself for $50 million, claiming that he committed a crime whilst he was drunk. This is so he can escape prison and enter a mental institution instead. Did he win or lose? I mean, you'd argue he could either because he sued himself, so it's not really sure. What was the outcome of this case?
I think he lost. I think he, the plaintiff.
So he
no, no, the plaintiff's the person that's being sued, isn't it?
But did he win? When he sued himself, did he have to pay himself $50 million?
No.
Wait.
Unless he had 50 mil in the bank.
And he
I reckon he won the case to get put in a mental institution, but he didn't.
I think he lost.
On everything.
I think he just stayed where he was.
Bang, that's absolutely right, Michael Payne. He was dismissed his case and he didn't even get his transfer, so he lost on all grounds. Didn't go to a mental institution, he lost. Okay. In the past, a man named Peter Wellis, divorced his wife and did not want to pay her compensation. He sued her on grounds of sperm theft, saying that she did not tell him that she was using birth control pills. Who won the case, Mr. or Mrs. Wellis?
I reckon he won.
I want to say she won.
Holly's correct. She did win. She did win the case.
Good on her.
Yeah. Sperm theft. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Catching on.
Sperm theft. I've been a victim.
Have you? What?
Bruv.
Oh, what?
Girls be jacking sperm.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Storing it.
Okay.
Telling freezing you're gonna it. Spit and they just swallow.
You can't store it in your mouth. You can't steal it in your mouth, though.
Yeah, you can.
But you've swallowed it.
Yeah, and then you just spit it out.
You swallow it and then you spit it out.
Wow. Then you got spunk poo.
Spunk poo. Number three. Carl.
You just wipe the wrong way.
Oh.
And then you're pregnant.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
That's nasty. I'm sorry. That's a lie. That's a lie.
That is so nasty.
I'm
going
to get Kathy Bates in a minute to mash up your ankles. Cara Walton wanted to enter a certain nightclub through its toilet window so she would not have to pay the $3 entrance fee.
cheap.
As a result, she fell down the floor and knocked out her two front teeth. She sued the nightclub. What do you think she was awarded?
The teeth back.
No, it was a cash
$3
amount. Not $3, no, more than $3.
$6. $19.
A lot more than $19.
What's 52 times 3? You got 52 teeth in it.
No, I don't know.
Way higher.
$4.5 grand.
More than that.
$4 million.
Less.
$2 million.
Less.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Less.
Half a million.
No, less. We're in the thousands.
Oh, 10,000.
Slightly higher.
12,000.
Yeah, 12,000. She got £12,000 and all her dental expenses paid.
That's mad thing.
Yeah?
What, is it because it was too easy for her to climb through the window?
I love how Justin gets a point for that, because we're just both just like, just 12. Guessing, 12
you
for
got
50.
It right there. You
were both
right.
Just guessing something.
We went from a million to 12,000. Do you know how long it takes to get? But I still got a point for it.
Kathy Kelly, a diabetic patient, sued the city of Minnesota after she slipped into the Canal Park's fountain. Sustained a laceration to her lower shin and had her cut infected due to diabetes. Oh, this is quite grim, this one, Cavi. Her fall was caused by a detergent dumped by a prankster into the fountain. That's what they do.
I've seen that happen.
How much do you think she might have been awarded?
£40,000.
Way higher.
I reckon £4 million.
We're less. We're in the thousands. We're in the thousands.
There's so many.
60,000.
More.
120,000.
Slightly more.
130,000.
Which what?
120.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's so
correct.
Close. Like, that's just so peak.
$125,000 and her 43,000.
I guess 120,000. You're so close. You just hop in. Always yeah, get the
you
point.
You went up to 30. Always got by
always
multiples
got up in
of five.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck this stupid shit.
Finally, Jiang Feng's wife.
They lost.
No, shush. Listen to the story. He divorced and sued his wife for being too ugly. He realised this after she gave birth to an extremely apparently ugly baby girl. At first he thought his wife had cheated on him because there was just no way a good looking guy like him could produce an unattractive baby. After his ex-wife proved that the baby was his through a DNA test, she told him she'd undergone about £70,000 worth of cosmetic surgery
He won, innit?
Well, he did, yeah. But now, how much did he win, yeah?
Wait, what currency are we talking?
We're talking in the thousands here.
Oh. But what currency?
Pounds.
Okay.
You say thousands, yeah. There's bare thousands.
No, well, just give me a number and I'll tell you if it's higher
75,000.
So bloody close.
80,000.
Yes, 80,000.
That was surely my point.
Dummies.
Did you say
it? Yeah, I said 80.
Well, like, this is just so...
This is the dumbest.
I guess 120, I guess 70 whatever, and then could you just
round up
sneak
it?
You're that guy who just like, I'm at the law firm, yeah, every week toiling away, doing all the groundwork, winning all the cases, to the point of like
just one thing needs to be said,
and then just one thing needs to be said, you come in just steal all the glory.
Yeah, well, he won because she apparently didn't tell him about the plastic surgery, therefore it was misleading, and he won £80,000.
That's fucked up.
Sounds like a pretty cool guy.
Well done, Michael Payne. You won again.
Well done.
Thank you. That's two games I've won
that
today.
That is two, yeah.
I accept your play to win victory, but that
not
is
that,
not,
yeah,
that
you,
I'm not.
It's hard to win a game like that though.
You did it.
It's hard to feel good about it.
Well, we'll see. More next week.
I'm very, very dismayed that this is the end of the show,
know,
to be perfectly
honest.
It's
been good today.
Yeah.
We've laughed, we've cried because we were laughing so much.
We've drunk mead.
We've drunk mead.
Remember to order one for next week.
Yeah.
Anniversary show next week.
Is it?
Yes. Are you back next week, Flynn?
Oh, fuck.
Jump in the office? Today.
Could be, yeah.
Come through.
Yeah. I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Pleasure. No worries at all. We're going to end with a song and we will see you next Wednesday. This is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated and you're listening to FUBAR Radio. Hannah Witten's up next.
How sweet it is to be loved. Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want.
stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I've been there before. But you're bright enough for me all of my days. Love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby. Like honey to the bee, baby.